The subject of the message is spiritual intent. Intention, of course, speaks of a purpose. We're speaking of spiritual purpose. Speaks of a resolve, a desire, an ambition, an aspiration. It's what we read of in Daniel 1 and verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart. So there was a spiritual intention upon his part. Our intent defines our principle, it defines our conviction, defines our priority, what we associate and connect with. It's where we put the emphasis. It manifests our interest, our passion. Spiritual intent involves a recognition of our duty to God. We read in Proverbs 27 and verse 1 that we do not know what a day may bring forth. A day, of course, is packed with activities, events, all sorts of matters, circumstances, incidents. And it is important that we face and go through each day with spiritual purpose, with a spiritual ambition, the spiritual intent. And to have that requires a spiritual frame of heart and mind. All through the Psalms, and we'll be going to the Psalms tonight, Psalm 3 to begin with, all through the Psalms, we see the psalmist declaring his spiritual intent, introduced by two words throughout the Psalms: I will. I will. We want to look at several psalms, like about 26, so we won't say much on any of them. But what we see here is the psalmist's intent, his spiritual intent. Every day, we ought to get up in the morning with a spiritual purpose, with spiritual intentions. We may get sidetracked, but we need to have spiritual intentions. We need to begin our day. We need to face our day, go through whatever it is that we go through with these intentions. So we'll go through the Psalms and see many of these, and this by no means all of them. We're going to skip over several. But in Psalm 3, in verse 6, he says, I will not, that's intent, be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. What we see here is there is personal opposition, hostility, and enmity. 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. The psalmist, realizing the power of the emotion of fear, has the intent of not being overcome with fear concerning the opposition of man. In order to counter this fear, he appeals to the Lord in verse 7. Arise, O Lord, save me. This is how we counter fear, by appealing to the Lord. So we see his focus is not so much on the 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me. His focus is on the Lord. And if we're not going to fear, and that ought to be our intent, not to fear the opposition of the world, not to fear the opposition of man, we need a proper focus. And that focus must be the Lord. Notice in Psalm 7, in verse 17, Psalm 7 and verse 17, I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. This is expressed numerous times throughout the Psalms. He says in Psalm 9 and verse 1, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. This is his intention. Get up in the morning praising God and have it be your intention of going through the day praising the Lord. In Psalm 16 and verse 7, he says, I will bless the Lord, which is just another way of saying, I will praise the Lord. In Psalm 30 and verse 1, he says, I will extol thee. To extol is to praise enthusiastically. He says, I will not only praise thee, I will do so in an enthusiastic way. I will do this. This is his intent. Praise speaks of an expression of admiration. It speaks of a paying of tribute. It is to honor. It is to exalt. It is to reverence and display reverence for the Lord. Notice the psalmist does not, it's not his intent to wait to see what happens through the day and then that determine whether or not he's going to praise the Lord. It is intent, no matter what happens, I will praise the Lord. I will bless his name. I will extol the Lord. We need to face each day with that intent, with the spiritual intent that I am going to praise the Lord. Notice that it has its basis in who the Lord is there in Psalm 7 again, according to his righteousness. Our praise, it does not have its basis in circumstances. Our praise has its basis in who the Lord is. We read in Isaiah 25 in verse 1, O Lord, thou art my God, I will exalt thee, I will praise thy name. And then notice, for thou hast done. There's the basis of his praise. So we can have the intent of going through every day, I am going to praise God, no matter what happens, because the basis of our praise is not determined by what happens, or it shouldn't be. The basis of our praise is in who he is and what he has done. So it ought to be our intent to praise the Lord. We see also in Psalm 9, in verse 1, I will praise thee. There it is again. O Lord, with my whole heart, I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will show forth all of thy marvelous works. This was his intent. This is a branch of praise. This is part of praise. I will praise thee. I will show forth. So it ought to be our intent to show forth. It ought to be our resolve. It ought to be our desire, our ambition to display God, to draw attention to the works of the Lord. Listen to him in Psalm 89 and verse 1. He says, with my mouth I will make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will show forth the works of God, and with my mouth I will make known the faithfulness of God. That ought to be our intent. We don't know what's going to happen on any given day. You don't know when you get up in the morning. You have no idea what is going to happen, what is going to transpire on that day. But it ought to be our intent to show forth the Lord. That's why we're here. To show forth God. To declare God. So we need to examine what is our spiritual intention. Do we start the day off with a spiritual intention, or is all our intention wound up in work and school and whatever else? We need to have spiritual intention. And one of those aspirations ought to be to show forth God, no matter what happens. Notice in Psalm 9, verse 2, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. That also is a branch of praise. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. He said in Psalm 37 or Psalm 31 and verse 7, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. In Psalm 104 and verse 34, I will be glad in the Lord. And in Psalm 9 and verse 14, we see, I will rejoice in thy salvation. There are many, many times that we cannot be glad about circumstances, but we can be glad and rejoice in the Lord. And we can rejoice in salvation. And it ought to be our resolve that no matter what happens today, it is my resolve that I'm going to be glad in the Lord, that I am going to rejoice in the Lord. You know what you have to do in order to do that? You have to focus on the Lord. If you're focused on something else, you will not be glad and rejoice in the Lord. You have to focus upon the Lord. How do we rejoice in our salvation? Same thing. You have to get your mind upon salvation. You have to get your mind upon the blessing of salvation. You cannot let the world control and dictate your thoughts. You cannot allow the world to control and dictate your intent. Our intent ought to be today I am going to be glad and I am going to rejoice in the Lord. But again, in order to do that, it requires a proper focus, a focus upon the Lord. Notice again in Psalm 9 and verse 2, I will sing praise to thy name, O thou Most High. Says the same thing in Psalm 13 and verse 6. I will sing praise. Again, this is a branch of the praise of God. He declares this intent over a dozen times in the psalm. I will sing. I will sing unto the Lord. In Psalm 59 and verse 16, he said, but I will sing of thy power. Where's his focus? His focus is on God. And he says, I will sing of thy power. I will sing aloud of thy mercy. Again, his focus is upon God. In Psalm 104, verse 33, I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Again, we see the focus is upon God. And if we're going to have spiritual intentions, that's where our focus has to be. So many times our focus is limited to the material. Our focus is limited to this world. And that's where all the intention is. I intend to go to work today. I intend to go to school today. I intend to do this, 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 this. Well, what about the spiritual? That ought to be our first intention. And it will be if our focus is on the right thing. Notice in Psalm 18. Verse 1, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. I will love thee. We need to determine every day. We need to resolve every day to love the Lord. I will love thee. And to manifest that love. Notice in Psalm 18, verse 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my strength. Where's his focus? His focus is on God. His focus is who God is. In whom I will trust. Because of who God is, The psalmist says, it is my intention. It is my resolve. It is my ambition to trust Him. I will trust my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. So there in Psalm 18 and verse 2, after declaring the character of God, that's where his focus is. This leads him to declare his resolve. I'm going to trust him. It's not hard to trust God if you're looking at God. It's not hard to trust God if that's where your focus is. In fact, it's pretty hard not to. If your focus is on him, how can you not trust him? And the psalmist sets his focus. The Lord is. The Lord is. And no matter what else is going on, the Lord is. And the Lord is a rock and a strength and a fortress and all of these things. And that ought to give us the resolve, I'm going to trust Him. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I know the one who does. And I know the one who's in control of it all. So I'm going to trust Him. That ought to be our spiritual intent. He declares in Psalm 55 and 23, I will trust in Thee. In Psalm 56 and verse 3, what time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. Now, again, back in Psalm 3 where we began, I will not be afraid. I will not be afraid. But sometimes we get afraid. And what are we to do? Psalm 56 and verse 3, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee. In other words, it's our intention. I'm not going to be afraid, but I may fail. And if I do, I'm going to trust in Thee. Spiritual intention. So very important. In Psalm 61 and verse 4, I will trust in the covert of Thy wings. Every time the psalmist says, I will trust in the Lord, what he is declaring is that is where his confidence is. That is where his confidence is. But we need to have the intent. We need to have the resolve. We need to have the ambition to trust God. And again, you don't just roll out of bed in the morning and say, well, today I'm going to trust God. It doesn't work that way. You have to set your eyes upon God. You have to set your heart and your mind upon God. And seeing who God is, it gives you that resolve, I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to trust Him. So the best thing to do, no matter what happens, is to get your eyes on God. Because that's when you'll praise Him. That's when you'll trust Him. Notice in Psalm 18, verse 3. Again, he's already stated the character of God in verses 1 and 2. And then in verse 3, he says, I will call upon the Lord. Trust is the foundation of I will call upon the Lord. If you trust Him, you'll call upon the Lord. If you trust Him about everything, you will call upon the Lord in everything. In everything, we are to pray. So trust is the foundation of this calling upon God. He repeats this throughout the Psalms. In Psalm 55 and verse 16, he says, has for me. Talks about the enemies of God, but then he says, has for me. I will call upon God. And then we see his trust, and the Lord shall save me. Has for me. You can't control what other people do. But you can control has for me. Has for me. I will call upon God. And you wake up in the morning with that intent. You start your day calling upon God. You go through the day with that intention. I'm going to call upon God. And it's going to be tested. And you just keep on. I'm going to call upon Him and He will deliver me. But again, you don't just determine to call upon God without the foundation of trust. To call upon God is a resolve to pray. It's a resolve to seek the Lord. which again requires a proper focus. If our mind and our heart is upon God, we will pray and we will seek God. Many times people get so caught up in the affairs of a day that they forget God. And therefore they fail to call upon Him. The psalmist said, "It is my intent." Are we going to always carry through that intention? Of course not. We're going to fail. But what do we do when we fail? Call upon Him. That's the answer. Then notice in Psalm 22, in verse 22, "I will declare thy name unto my brethren." I will declare thy name. The name of the Lord is who He is. It's as if the psalmist is saying, "I will declare who God is." No matter what happens in a day, the psalmist is saying, "It is my intent, it is my resolve to declare the name of God." You get up in the morning, you go through your day, and it is your intent to declare the name of God, you will see opportunity after opportunity to declare His name. People who say, "Well, I just never have the opportunity." Oh, yes, you do. But your focus is on something else. You have the intent to declare His name. Our day is filled with opportunities to declare the name of God. So that needs to be our intent. I will declare His name. That is, I will proclaim. I will proclaim who He is. I will express who He is. In Psalm 66 and verse 16, he says, "I will declare what He hath done for my soul." That ought to be our intent. Looking for somebody to tell what God has done for our soul. "I will declare what He hath done for my soul." Psalm 119 and verse 46, "I will speak of thy testimonies before kings and will not be ashamed." And will not be ashamed. So it needs to be our intent before kings. Kings are those who would tend to be intimidating. And the psalmist says, "It is my intention to declare His name." Declare His name to the wealthy, declare His name to the intelligent, declare His name to the ignorant. But it ought to be our intent, "I will declare what God hath done for my soul." Now, a person does not have to be a theologian to declare what God has done for their soul. All you have to be aware of is what He's done. And therein lies the problem for many. Because they're focused on so many other things, they have no idea what God has done for their soul. And therefore they fail to declare. It's a sad day when we are more apt to declare the happenings of the world, the happenings of sport, and on we can go. We have a greater tendency to talk about those things than we do the Lord. We talk to our neighbors, and it's easy to talk to them about politics or sports or whatever. But it needs to be our intent. "I will declare what God has done for my soul." Someone comes to you, lost person, or it could be a saved person, comes to you with their problems. Well, what better time to declare God? Declare what God has done for your soul. Well, that's not what they want. Well, it doesn't really matter. You're not here to give them what they want. You're to help them. And there's nothing that's going to help them more. "Well, they won't talk to me anymore." That may be so. But it needs to be our intention. I will declare the Lord. In Psalm 30, verse 12. Psalm 30, verse 12. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God. Then notice, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Again, this requires a proper focus. I will give thanks. The truth is, when we wake up in the morning and we do not thank God, we've sinned. You say, well, I don't consider that a sin. Well, it is. We ought to thank God. You ought to thank God for getting you through the night. You ought to thank God for a new day. The first thing in our mind ought to be God. Is it always? Of course not. But it ought to be. And when it isn't, we ought to confess that. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I will give thanks. For that to be our intention, it requires a recognition of God. It also requires a recognition of self, that we don't deserve anything from God. And when we realize that we don't deserve anything from God, and yet God bestows blessings upon us, how can you not be thankful? So it ought to be our intent. I will give thanks. Again, we're human, and we may not be able to thank God, thank you, Lord, for this pain that I'm having today. You might not be able to do that, but you can thank God. You can thank God for being good to you. Psalm 32, verse 5. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. And thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. I will confess sin. That needs to be our intent. That we will confess our sin. That means we must be aware of it. We must be aware when we sin. And the closer we are to God, the more aware we are of our sin. You cannot live close to God without the Holy Spirit pricking your heart when you sin. And then it ought to be our intent, when that happens, I will confess my sin. You realize what a blessing it is that the Spirit of God pricks our heart when we sin? You know how far we would go if He did not do that? The least we can do when He pricks our heart is to stop right where we are. Well, I'm busy right now, I'll do it later. No, you won't. Confess it right then. Confess it right then. I will confess my sin. He said in Psalm 38 and verse 18, I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. Again, this requires a proper focus. We can't be oblivious. We can't be oblivious to our sins. Psalm 39, verse 1. Psalm 39, verse 1. I said, I will take heed to my ways. The reason that I might not sin with my tongue, I'll keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. I said, I will take heed. I will pay attention. I will take notice. I will be mindful of and will take into account my ways. My ways. Many of our ways are sinful. And we need to have the intention, the resolve, the ambition to pay attention to our ways so that when those ways become wayward, we can correct them. We see that his tendency from Psalm 39, verse 1, his tendency, he knows his own personal tendency, is to sin with his tongue when he's before the wicked. So he said, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth. He says, my tendency is this. The wicked say something and I say something back. That's my tendency. And I'm aware of that and I will take heed to my ways. We all have tendencies. We all have sinful tendencies. And we have ways. Some of our ways are similar. Some have ways that others don't have and vice versa. But we need to be aware of our ways. We need to be aware of our sinful tendencies. We need to take heed to it. We need to pay attention to it. Notice in Psalm 44, verse 6, this goes along with, I will trust in the Lord. This is the negative side of it. For I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me. I will not trust in my bow. What he's saying is, I will not trust in my own means. The bow and the sword is my own means. He said, I will not trust in them. God gives them to us. God gives them to us to use, but not to trust in. We're only to trust in one, and that is the Lord. And we need, especially in the day in which you and I live, we need to have it for our intention not to trust in my own means, not to trust in my own intelligence, not to trust in my own experience, not to trust in material things, not to trust in the means of man. I will not do that, the psalmist says. Psalm 52 and verse 9. Again, I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. I will wait. I will wait. We live in a day of great impatience. I mean, we find it difficult to wait for a piece of toast to pop out of the toaster. That's difficult. It takes such a long time. I will wait upon the Lord. Save ourselves many a problem if we just wait upon the Lord. That's not our inclination. That needs to be our intent. Psalm 54, verse 6. I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, for it is good. What we want to notice there is, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. The sacrifice is the let go. And he says, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will let go unto thee. I will yield to thee. This was his resolve. This was his ambition. And we need to begin our day, and we need to go through the day with it being our resolve and our desire and our aspiration to let go. To let go and just give it to God. We hold on to things that are destructive. We hold on to things that will ruin our lives and that will destroy us spiritually. And the psalmist said, I will freely. I will voluntarily sacrifice unto thee. Psalm 61. Verse 4, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will abide in thy tabernacle. That speaks of a nearness to God. I will abide. I will be near unto the Lord. Psalm 63, verse 4, thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name, which is indicative of praise. It's also indicative of prayer. It's also indicative of surrender. I'll lift up my hands, let go, and again, it's unto thee. In every one of these, the focus must be God. And if God is the focus, then we can resolve to do these things. Psalm 71, verse 14. Psalm 71, verse 14. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. This is his resolve. I will hope continually. God's people should not give up hope because of who God is. I will hope continually. I will have assurance continually. I will anticipate continually. We'll always be looking for what God's going to do. We always be anticipating that, assured that he's doing something. So he says, I will hope. Psalm 71, verse 16. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will go in the strength of the Lord. Again, we don't know what's going to transpire on any given day. But this needs to be our intent. This needs to be our resolve. Whatever it is, I will go in the strength of the Lord. This is another branch of trust. When you realize that God is omnipotent, how can you not trust him? I will go in the strength of the Lord. Again, our focus needs to be upon his strength. Psalm 77, verse 11. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. He said in Psalm 119 and verse 16, I will not forget thy word. I will remember the works of the Lord. We have to have the intent. We have to have the resolve. I'm going to remember what God has done. It's amazing. It's really sad. And I'm speaking of myself. What we can remember and what we can forget. We forget what we ought to remember and remember what we ought to forget. And it's destructive. But here we have to make an effort. I'll remember the Lord. How do you remember things? Well, you can write it down. If that helps. God does something. So, oh, I won't forget that. Yes, you will. We'll probably forget it by tomorrow. We'll forget it by the next trial. That's what the children of Israel did. God supplied them water. 2 days later, they're thirsty again. What do? They've forgotten all about it. We do the same thing. So we need to have the intent, I will remember the Lord. Which brings us to the next thing in Psalm 77, verse 12. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. I will meditate also. We need to think upon what God, who God is. Meditate upon what he has done. Meditate upon what we see him doing. Meditation is a big help in remembrance. To meditate, to give thought. To give thought. Again, you can go in a store and just so happen you get there and the very thing that you use is on clearance. That's a God thing. That's God providing needs. Do you really believe that? You bet. Believe it with all my heart. That's a God thing. It's God supplying. Meditate upon that. You may not have even had the plan of going in that store that day, but you did for some reason. And there it is. It's on clearance. Just the thing you need. That's God. We need to meditate upon those things. That's not luck. That's not good fortune. That's God. We give credit to, we rob God. There's more than one way of robbing God. We rob God by giving glory to other things rather than God. So we need to stop and meditate upon these things. God causes our paths to cross with a variety of people. And if you just stop and meditate upon that, God's hand is everywhere. And we need to just meditate in that. Psalm 86, verse 11. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Which is a branch of showing forth God. We show forth God by walking in truth. Psalm 119:32, he said, I will run in the way of thy commandments. That shows enthusiasm. To run in the way of thy commandments. I will walk in truth. That needs to be our resolve every day. Are we going to fail? Yes, we're going to fail. But as soon as we fail, we need to call upon God. And then we need to resolve all over again. I will walk in thy truth. When you fail, don't get so discouraged that you continue to walk in error. Well, that's foolishness. But stop and call upon God, confess your sin, and resolve again. Okay, from this point on, I will walk in truth. Need to have spiritual intentions. So truth has to be a focus. If we're going to walk in truth, it has to be in our mind. It has to be part of our focus. Psalm 86, verse 12. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. That ought to be our resolve. That ought to be our desire. It ought to be our ambition. It ought to be our aspiration. To glorify, to exalt, to reverence, to honor God, to give God the credit for all things. Whether you eat or drink, give God the credit. Give God the glory. Again, in order to do that, God has to be our focus. Psalm 101, verse 2. We're almost done. Psalm 101, verse 2. I've never had this many texts in any message. Psalm 101, verse 2. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, what an intention. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way, which is God's way, but I will behave myself wisely. You have no idea what is going to challenge your behavior on any given day. But you need to have this intention. Lord, I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't know how I'm going to be challenged today and how I'm going to be tempted today, but it is my intent to behave myself wisely today. And if we fail, call upon God, confess the sin, go on. I will behave myself wisely. Psalm 116, verse 3. Psalm 116, verse 3. I may have a wrong verse here. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble. No, that's not the verse I want. Verse 13. I will take the cup of salvation. And then he says again, and call upon the name of the Lord. But what we want to notice there is, I will take the cup of salvation. To take the cup is to partake. We ought to partake in the blessings of salvation every single day. We ought to enjoy salvation every single day. Every day, as we've said many times, we need to think upon God saving our soul. There should not be a day that goes by where you don't look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. I mean, how sinful do we have to be not to thank God for saving our soul? What a sin. It ought to be our intent. I'm going to enjoy salvation. God's given us the greatest thing that man can possibly possess. And yet, many live as if they didn't possess it at all. I will enjoy. I will take the cup of salvation. When you begin to feel depressed, look to God. You begin to feel depressed, think upon your salvation. Think upon the blessings of salvation. You can't stay depressed thinking upon these things. You stay depressed getting your mind off of those things. So it needs to be our intent. Psalm 119, verse 117. And then we just have one more after this. I will have respect unto thy statutes continually, which goes along with I will walk in thy truth. But it's not entirely the same thing. I will have respect unto thy statutes. It needs to be our intent that we always respect, that we show a respect, that we show regard for God's statutes, for God's laws, for what God says is right. And then lastly, in Psalm 138, in verse 2, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. He says he'll do two things. He'll worship, he'll praise. Praise, of course, is part of worship. But it's because of who God is. For thy name, I will praise thy name. For thy loving kindness, for thy truth, for thou hast. It needs to be our intent every day. I will worship. I will worship. Don't you believe that was Job's intent every day? I mean, the book of Job says it was, really. He went and he offered sacrifices for his children. He did so every day. That was worship. And therefore, when that tragedy came upon him, what did he do? He did what he always did. He worshiped. He worshiped. You can't just not worship God for months and months and months or years and then all of a sudden one day turn it on. It doesn't work that way. A tragedy comes and then, well, I'm going to worship today. I doubt it. Perhaps if God intervenes, you'll be able to, but it needs to be our intent every day. I'm going to worship God. We need to start the day worshiping God. We need to start the day by thanking God. That's part of worship, thanking the Lord. So, spiritual intent says much about us. It says much about where we are spiritually. Our intentions, the direction that our intentions go, pretty much declares our spiritual condition. These aren't things, the things we've mentioned tonight are not things, wow, I never thought of that. We should be very aware of all of these things. And it should be our intent. Are we going to fail? Yes. We're going to fail miserably. But you don't get stuck in the failure, you just call unto God and you resolve all over again. I'm going to do these things. But again, all of these intentions that we've made, and there's many more. We've just picked out a few. You can follow through the Psalms of the I wills, the I shalls. There's many of them. It speaks of intent. But whatever our intention is, that's where our focus is. And we can get tunnel vision. And we ought to have tunnel vision spiritually. But we get focused on something and we don't pay attention to anything else around us. We're so focused on that one thing. Well, that's good if it's a good thing to be focused on, if it's a spiritual thing. But it's detrimental. We can get so focused on other things, so distracted, that the world becomes our focus. And the world becomes our intention. No one here is getting younger. We're not gaining days. We're losing days every day. We're getting closer. This is true of all of us. We're getting closer and closer to the end. We don't have days to waste on a bunch of foolishness, on a bunch of stuff that does not matter. Yet, that's where we all tend to focus, on things that just do not matter. When it comes to eternity, it's not going to matter today that the Cubs gave up 5 runs in the 9th inning. It's not going to matter. It doesn't matter. What matters is spiritual things. That's what matters, and that's where our intention needs to be. So God help us to have resolve in the right direction. God help us to be focused upon the right things. Brother Tim, if you'd come and lead us.